Luna enters Scorpio, and today's a good day for angry art. Welcome to episode 27 in season 6 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Saturday, July 17th, 2021.
Ciao!
The Libra moon begins a double yod with a sextile to Leo Mars in his conjunction to Venus, quincunx to Capricorn Pluto, and quincunx to Piscean Neptune at 6:04 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is the perfect day for a catharsis, what I call angry art. Get out those crayons or paints again or whatever and put all of your gripes and frustrations on paper, or in your medium of choice. Just move around some colors and let your anger control the directions. Luna continues that double yod with a quincunx to Neptune in his trine to Cancer Sol and sextile to Capricorn Pluto at 7:46 a.m. Oh, using collage is another terrific method. Tear up some magazines and paste the images on paper. This time, though, let your wishes for the future take over. See, once you've let all the anger out, it's so much easier to be clear about what you really do want. Luna completes the double yod with a sextile to Venus at 10:04 a.m. And once again, as long as the anger has been emptied out of you, it's so much easier to create something beautiful. So go ahead. No agenda, just let your favorite colors and shapes flow. Sol, in his opposition to Pluto, exactly biquintiles Piscean Jupiter at 11:08 a.m. Well, expect a real reward from all this work you've done. Of course, it's not likely to be monetary. It will, however, be emotional. In fact, it's likely to come in your dreams. Ooh, just expect to feel genuinely moved. Luna squares Sol at 11:11 a.m. Okay, this is important. Do not consider what you've done to be art. It's not. It's work. Emotional work. Luna squares Pluto at 12:03 p.m. and goes void, of course, for 7 hours and 35 minutes. Yeah, you're going to be tempted to think that what you produced actually is art. That's okay. You're not likely to trust the sort of temptation you'll be getting, though. Just keep your eye on where or who the temptation is coming from. That's all. Luna biquintiles Neptune at 6:03 p.m. Well, work like this not only rewards you emotionally, it also raises your consciousness. Seriously, it's worth remembering that work like this is pure and genuine alchemy. Luna enters Scorpio at 7:38 p.m. and trines Jupiter at 9:23 p.m. The alchemy of the moment deepens. Expect to understand your own shadow better than ever. And as you take a closer look, it won't even kick you in the ego. Luna biquintiles the Gemini Dragon's Head in its trine to Aquarian Saturn at 11:41 p.m. This is an astrologic treasure map. I have no idea what it's going to look like, except that it's going to be unique to you, to your situation, and to where you live and work. Now, once it finds its way to you, you'll never, ever forget it. It'll just be up to you to follow it. Sol exactly opposes Pluto at 11:46 p.m. Oh well, don't expect your anger to have disappeared forever. It has been transformed. And going forward, you can easily understand it as alchemical prima materia, the stuff you turn into the gold of consciousness. Hey, there's always plenty more where that came from. You'll just have to keep up the good work. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.